Another type of financial fraud is when an individual receives services that are not needed. Imagine supporting Mary, who has a brain injury and receives services such as occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy. She originally needed all of the services. However, she has gained skills and improved, and no longer needs some or all of the therapies. If the therapy continues when the individual no longer needs it, this would be fraud. The governmental monies that are paying for the service are intended to help with unmet needs. If the person's needs are met and they no longer need the service, it is fraud to continue paying for the service. This is not acceptable. You have the responsibility to see that individuals receive the services that are needed. If you have any concerns about an individual receiving too many services, you have the responsibility to report it to the Public Funds Compliance Officer.